Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight, a wonderful show. We have Harry James, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Fats Waller, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing from Artie Shaw, from Helen Ward. And right now, it's the Will Bradley Orchestra with Ray McKinley on vocal and Beat Me Daddy, 8 to the Bar.
Oh, Beat Me Daddy, 8 to the Bar.
Village in Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano in a way you like it, but the kind he plays the best is 8 to the bar. When he jams, it's a ball. He's the daddy of them all. The people gather round when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance. And when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, 8 to the bar. A plink, a plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, plunking on the keys. A riff, a rap, a riff, rap, riff, rap, riffing out with ease. And when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, 8 to the bar.
Oh, beat him, Freddy, 8
That's the famous Artie Shaw and his orchestra and a Gus Kahn Isham Jones tune from 1924 called It Had to Be You. We heard from Helen Ward, backed up by the Benny Goodman Orchestra, a Charles Newman tune from 1936 called You Can't Pull the Wool Over My Eyes. And we started with Ray McKinley on vocal and Will Bradley's orchestra and Beat Me Daddy Eight to the Bar. This was on this week back in 1940 that they recorded this one of the best boogie-woogie tunes of the big band era. Ray McKinley played drums and did vocals on this boogie-woogie tune called Beat Me Daddy Eight to the Bar, which was recorded on Columbia, and it took up both sides. It was so long, it took up both sides of the 78 RPM platter. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1830 that a fellow by the name of W.D. Hyde of Reading, Pennsylvania, patented the fountain pen. On this week back in 1939, the first telecast over telephone wires was sent from Madison Square Gardens to the NBC TV studios in 30 Rockefeller Center in downtown Manhattan. And on this week back in 1939, the Yankee Clipper took off from Port Washington, New York, bound for Europe. The reason it took off from Port Washington was because it was an amphibian and took off from the water. The plane, the flagship of the Pan American Airways, established the first regular air passenger service across the Atlantic Ocean. Of course, that didn't last for long because World War II was just about to get underway. Let's get back to more music on Swing. We'll be hearing from Fats Waller, from Bob Crosby. And here's Benny Goodman and Peggy Lee on vocal, and I Threw a Kiss in the Ocean.
Thank you. the one I love, Sweet Sue, it's you. And that moon on high knows the reason why, Sweet Sue, Susie Q, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. Without you, baby, I don't know what I do. I don't know what I do. But in this heart of mine, you'll live all the time. Sweet Susie, Susie, Susie Q, it's you, it's you.
Funny man of song called Fats Waller, and the song Victor Young wrote it back in 1928 was called Sweet Sue. This was very popular with a number of folks, made popular by Ben Pollock, by the Mills Brothers, Tommy Dorsey, and Johnny Long in his orchestra. Before that, and oh, by the way, we had a Fats Waller had a birthday. He was born on this week back in 1904 in New York City. Bob Crosby before that, and his famous Joe Sullivan tune called Little Rock Getaway from 1933. And we started with Peggy Lee, backed up by the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and an Irving Berlin tune from 1942. He wrote the words and the music to I Threw a Kiss in the Ocean. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1927 that Charles A. Lindbergh arrived to a huge hero's welcome in Paris in his monoplane called the Spirit of St. Louis. The plane, by the way, is now on display at the Smithsonian in Washington. Lindbergh's flight marked the first time that a person had flown across the Atlantic Ocean and lived to tell the tale. The event got more press coverage than any other single event in history up to that time. American newspapers alone, it was estimated that some 27,000 columns of words were used to describe Lindbergh's epic journey. And a depiction of the famous flight was portrayed by one of America's great motion picture actors, Jimmy Stewart, in that wonderful film called The Spirit of St. Louis. Let's get back to more music on Swing. We'll be hearing from Frank Sinatra, from Ella Fitzgerald, and here's Harry James, And You Made Me Love You.
Thank you. there's a cheerful little earful. Gosh, I miss it, something fearful. And this cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stocks can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a set phrase, what the public get phrase, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, do, do. Poop-a-roo it, soft and cue it, make me happy, you can do it, with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you.
Exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night.
Burt Kampfert wrote it back in 1966, and Frank Sinatra made it popular back in 1966. It was Strangers in the Night. We heard from Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle, and an Ira Gershwin, Billy Rose, and Harry Warren tune from 1930, a cheerful little song called Cheerful Little Earful. And we started with Harry James with a song made popular by Al Jolson, one that was on the hit parade in 1941 called You Made Me Love You. Harry James recorded this song on This Week back in 1941. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have, well, almost another 30 minutes to go with some great music. Coming up, it'll be Les Brown with Doris Day. We'll have Buddy Morrow, and here are the Pied Pipers and Dream.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. Smoke rings rise in the air. You find your share of memories there. So dream when the day. Thank you.
sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease, gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey.
Oh, folks, it doesn't get a whole lot better than that. Doris Day singing along with Les Brown's orchestra, a number one tune from 1945. It was Sentimental Journey. By the way, on this date in 1945, it was up to number three and eventually got up to number one. We heard from Buddy Morrow and his orchestra and a song called Shuffle Off to Buffalo, written by Al Dubin, Harry Warren in 1932, was in a film called 42nd Street. Another popular version of this was by Hal Kemp and his orchestra. And we heard from the Pied Pipers and a song that was number one on this day back in 1945 called Dream. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1933 that Charlie Chan was heard for the final time on NBC Blue Radio Network after only 6 months on the air. But not to worry, several revivals of the Chinese detective broadcast were on the air years later, and he was also seen in the movies and on TV. Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart were married on this week back in 1945. Legend has it that the couple fell in love in 1943 during the making of the film To Have or Have Not. Theirs would become one of Hollywood's most enduring marriages. And on this week back in 1819, the first bicycles in the United States were called Swift Walkers and were seen for the first time on the streets of New York City. Let's get back to more music on Swing. We have time for, well, another 18 minutes of music, and we're going to be hearing right now from Charlie Barnett, from Martha Tilton, and right now it's Jimmy Dorsey, Ray Eberly, Helen O'Connell, and Green Eyes.
Green eyes with their soft lights, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you, our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever hold me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, make my
sweet nights bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool were in my love lines. So deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever haunt me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me?
Thank you.
Charlie Barnett and his famous Pompton Turnpike, written by Will Osborne back in 1940. Before that, we heard from Martha Tilton singing along with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, a famous rendition of And the Angels Sing, written by Johnny Mercer in 1939 and Ziggy Elman, and Ziggy Elman was featured on trumpet in this wonderful recording. We started with Jimmy Dorsey with Ray Eberle and Helen O'Connell on vocal. It's an English tune from 1931 called Green Eyes. This got up to number one in 1941. Helen O'Connell having a birthday, born on this week back in 1920. And a note that tomorrow, on May 24th, that'll be tomorrow, the Day Bennett Quartet will be at the Gallagher Theater at Xavier University at 3 o'clock. That's tomorrow, Day Bennett Quartet at the Gallagher Theater at Xavier at 3 o'clock. Well, it was on this week back in 1819 that the steamship Savannah was the first to cross the Atlantic, sailed from Savannah, Georgia to Liverpool, England, and this day is now celebrated in the United States as the National Maritime Day. On this week back in 1955, Jack Benny, the beloved Jack Benny, signed off from his last live radio broadcast after a run of 23 years. Mr. Benny was devoting his time fully to TV. His program brought back many of his old cronies to TV, as well as announcer Don Wilson, bandleader Phil Harris, Eddie Rochester Anderson, singer Dennis Day, and Benny's wife, Barry Livingston. Let's get back to music. We have time for a couple more. Right now, it's Glenn Miller, Tex Beneke, The Modern Airs, and I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo.
Got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo. Zoo, zoo, zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flight,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson, everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a gal, a real pimperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 Kalamazoo.
Michigan
to see the
Well, folks, we're running out of time, and I hate to do this, but we're going to have to leave in just a minute. And this is Lionel Hampton right now and a song that he wrote called Red Top. And we heard, of course, from Glenn Miller from Tex Beneke and the Modern Airs, and I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us tonight. Hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. She's coming up next.